Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show's ProVision Brokerage Celebrity Segment. I'm excited to welcome to the program. First of all, Eric Couch. Eric, how are you? And we see you in your office, but yeah. You are a huge fan of
the show. I'm a huge fan.
Everyone's a huge fan. I saw the last thing they talked about when they were covering certain things, talking about Happy Days and on TV lately. So it's like, you know, he's always plastered everywhere, this guest. So go ahead and introduce him.
Well, I'm a fan on Sundays, Mondays, really any happy day, right? Today we've got Don Most, also known as Ralph Mouth. You know, loves to talk, and we got a smiler here, and we're going to have a blast and just a great conversation.
Absolutely, Eric.
Don, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you. That's good to be with both of you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And Don and I are starting to develop this friendship, right? Trying to have different theme-based shows. Eric really takes it towards the family in this theme when he co-hosts with me, and he'll ask some really interesting questions about legacy and motivation and everything. And his business is all based on that. And as I said, you guys are both performers. You're a music major, right, Eric? In college? Eric.
I was in college, I was a vocal performance major and singing and dancing in theater. And then I grew up, my dad and granddad were both college football players and baseball. And I figured I would do the same. And then I took a turn and went into music and singing and being in shows and just loved it. Met my bride and we just celebrated 20 years and somehow along the way got into insurance and doing retirement planning and, you know, but yeah. Wow. All kinds of fun stuff.
All right. Yeah, I know you have a first question you want to ask Don.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, tell me about Happy Days. Like, there's a million questions, but how did you get into that? How did that start off?
Well, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and from a very young age, I started pursuing the acting, singing kind of thing. I was going to a school I was going to regular, you know, junior high and high school, but I went on the weekends. I would go into Manhattan to take the subway to a school that specialized with young teenagers and kids for singing and acting and dancing, that sort of thing. And yeah. And so I was really into it, especially music. I loved the Great American Songbook even at that age, and jazz and the jazz standards. And I actually wound up getting a pick from that school to be in this nightclub review when I was 14, 15 years old. And uh-huh. I was singing during that summer up in the Catskill Mountains, a resort area upstate New York that had a lot of entertainment, all these hotels with nightclubs. So I was doing that when I was like 14, 15 one summer. And then I shifted my focus into acting, much more into a serious acting class in New York. Yeah. After that summer, and started getting through that school. I met a woman who became my manager and started going out on a lot of auditions and doing a lot of TV commercials in New York. That was a big, it still is in New York. And LA after my junior year in college, I was supposed to just go for the summer, but I started making some connections and going on auditions and getting some parts. And I wound up staying in LA. I didn't go back for my senior year. I figured take some time off. And then eventually I landed some more parts, and then led to me auditioning for Happy Days, a slew of auditions and then a screen test. And then after the screen test, I got offered a role. So that's how that happened, in a nutshell.
Now, and you were there for all 11 seasons, right? Like, that, nope. Weren't there 11 seasons of it?
Yeah, but I was only there the first seven.
The first seven.
Yeah, Ron Howard and I left after the seventh season. Our contracts were up, and for various reasons, he wanted to really pursue directing, I felt I'd been playing this one character for seven seasons, and I wasn't really like the character to begin with. And I didn't want to get stuck you know, sort of in that role, because typecasting was a very real kind of a syndrome, more so back then when there were only three networks. It was there was no Netflix, there was no cable, there was no internet. So, you know, so it was you were more prone to getting associated with a character as opposed to today where there's so many different shows and, you know, you don't have 50 million people watching you every Tuesday night like we did. You might, a big show now will have 5 million people, you know?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing to talk about, so many people watching. I couldn't imagine that, especially that time. There's not many choices, right? Don at all at that time.
Yeah. Well, and you just, you know, there's so many. Absolutely typecasting, because I mean, the reality is when I heard your name, I immediately went to Ralph Mouw.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing a lot of other things, you know, over the years, and of course, people are still going to remember me from Happy Days, but a lot of new things have been happening, a lot of really good things, films and some, and television and theater and my music. So, you know, it's changing. It's opening up in new ways now, which is great.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, what was your, you know, we'll jump to some stuff, but, you know, we've got to obviously cover, you know, Happy Days. So was there a favorite moment or a favorite character or story, you know, or something that happened behind the scenes that you still think back to and laugh and just, you know, some of the memories from back then?
There's so many, you know, there's so many wonderful memories, and there's not like one thing that stands out for me. What really stands out for me is, you know, how great we all got along, how we loved working together, and all the conversations we would have, you know, in between setups, in between during, you know, before we would shoot, in between shooting, the camaraderie, the family type atmosphere that we had. Mm-hmm. That's what I really remember and have such fun. I have great memories of shooting episodes too, but it was so enriched with that other element, which was great, and wonderful collaboration, a very vibrant, creative, you know, collaborative energy that was there on the set.
And then when you talked about all those different characters, what about the Fonz? What do you think of when you think of the Fonz, especially work with them, but also just the gimmick, the character in so many ways?
Yeah, I wouldn't use gimmick in describing that at all. I mean, Henry was a wonderful actor, serious actor, you know, who went to the Yale Drama School for his master's and was nothing like that character. But it was beautiful, a genius kind of inspiration on his part, how he created that character, and I saw it evolve. I saw it in real time evolve, and it was just brilliant stuff that he did to create that. I mean, it became more gimmicky later on, but that was, I think that was more of a result of sort of the network going to the well too often, saying, oh, give us more of that. You know, oh, it was great when he snapped his fingers. And so then they start, you know, they were like asking for more and more, and it became a little bit ridiculous, you know. Then it became more gimmicky, but you know, that was a result of them, you know, thinking, oh, that works, so let's do it more and bigger, you know. And sometimes that's not a good idea.
Yeah,
not at all. Yeah.
Hey, keep it chill. Which was the whole persona, right? Building these larger than life personalities as you've got the cool Fonz, and then you've got Ralph that's just fun. Like your character was just fun. Anytime you were around, we're going to be smiling. We're going to be laughing. And it's just,
hopefully,
you know, what everybody brought. But what's wild is, you know, I mean, how long has Happy Days been off the air?
Well, you know, it's never really been off. In terms of the original, the original programming, the last season for them was 1984, I believe.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a long time ago, 84, so 15 to was that, 35 years ago or something like that?
35 years. And yet my kids love watching Happy Days, right? When they were kids. And, you know, when they were children and just looking for something that was family friendly, that was funny, right? You know, because we have to be so careful with what we allow our kids to see these days. And but we can go back to Happy Days and shows like that. And we know that it's totally fine. And our kids are going to watch it and love it. And of course, you know, with mine, it was Father's Knows Best. And then the Andy Griffith Show. But then they get into Happy Days. And it's like, man, I don't ever have to worry about if they're watching a show that something's going to pop up that I'm going to have to explain later. Right.
Right. Yeah. It's true. I mean, we have, when I've gone around the country for sometimes, you know, personal appearances or different events and shows, that's one of the biggest comments I get is people and parents will say, you know, it was a show that we could watch with the family and there aren't too many like that. And you know, it was all these different generations that would be parents with their kids or their grandparents as well watching it with them, and that they could share it as a family. And they said we loved that about it, and we wish there were more shows like that. So we were very proud of that, more so now probably when I was in my 20s. I don't know if I appreciated that as much or understood how the importance of that as much, because but now, you know, I get it. I really see that and see how much that meant to people.
Yeah.
And that whole, the whole envisionary thing of the show, such a big part of it. And it just the characters, all that stuff, Eric, is what really makes, you know, the show what it is. And Don, that's the thing, what I was talking about before is what you learned from that family, from every one of the characters, every one of your cast. You learn so much from each one of them that you take today, right? And so much, wouldn't you say?
Well, I certainly learned from the people I worked with. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it was an incredible cast, and behind the scene, you know, our producer, the creator of the show and the exec producer, Gary Marshall, who was a comic genius, and getting to be up close in person, you know, working intimately with him and our director, Jerry Parrish, who was fantastic. He had done he had directed most of the old Dick Van Dyke shows, and he played the next door neighbor, Jerry Helper. And he was like, they were both real mentors to us. But then, you know, me, here I am working with Ron Howard, who I grew up with, you know, watching him on Andy Griffith's show and movies and all kinds of stuff. And Tom Bosley, who I'd seen in movies and knew, you know, he won the Tony on Broadway for Fiorello. And then meeting Henry and Anson and getting to, and Marion, and Aaron, it was an amazing cast. So yeah, I used to stick around. Like, I remember, especially in the first season, you know, we were not always shooting in front of an audience. The first 2 years we shot it like a movie, the first two seasons. So, you know, you'd shoot a scene and then maybe you wouldn't be in the scene for another several hours. Then you'd be in another scene. And maybe I'd be done for the day and it would be early. Well, I used to stick around and just watch because I didn't want to leave. I wanted to watch Tom and Marion and Ron and, you know, in their scenes. And then I'd want to watch Anson and Ron or Henry in their scenes. So I remember Tom would look up at me and see me. He knew I was done for the day, and he'd see me sitting off to the side watching. And he goes, "What are you doing? Go home. You're done. You know, you're done." I'm going, "I don't want to go home. I want to watch." You know?
Yeah, it's fun.
So, and it was fun, but I was really, you know, definitely absorbing, taking it all in, and you know, learning about the process too, because I had done some guest roles on TV before that and a lot of commercials, but this was a different kind of thing, And I was, you know, wanted to take it all in. I loved being there and being a part of it, even as an observer.
Right. So question, you know, the people want to know, does Ralph the Mouth still got it?
Well, I'll go by what other people tell me. And there's been a lot of affirmations of that lately, you know, with people seeing, because I'll be posting on Facebook. And
we're going to have a great part two of this interview. Part one was phenomenal. Don, I mean, just to hear about his just experiences with Happy Days. But I know you have some new things you want to talk to him in part two when we go ahead and schedule that interview, because you did some research finding out about some of his entrepreneurship and some of the other mm-hmm. things that you want to delve into, right. A legacy question. But where can people find information on you and find out more info on you? Where can we go?
Well, you know, there's a handful of places we can go. Our company website is provisionbrokerage.com, provisionbrokerage.com. Or you can go to facebook.com/Eric Couch, and you'll see a picture of me, E-R-I-C-C-O-U-C-H, just like the furniture. I think that's how Billy Madison passed the third grade, is spelling couch. So, yeah, you find me online and love chatting.
And you're going to be traveling again soon, right? A little bit of a trip. You're making another little trip.
Well, we just had our 20th wedding anniversary and went to Yellowstone and Tetons and all of that, and had an absolute blast. It's been closed all summer. The animals were everywhere. We saw grizzlies and elk and moose and bison and all of the, I mean, it was amazing. And then later next month, I'll be speaking at AT&T, just about communication and retirement planning and some things like that. And then a handful of other speaking engagements throughout the year. Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. Well, everyone needs to check you out. Look forward to our next big celebrity interview. You can check them out in all the different places. It's available all over the place. And look forward to launching the podcast as well with all of our great interviews we've done so far regarding just that legacy and some of the guests that have told us the legacy. So I appreciate it.
Legacy and influence. Absolutely.
I love it. And that's the important things. If you're truly living a life that is purpose driven, it needs to be legacy and influence in so many ways to reach the most people. So take care, Eric.
Thanks, Neil.
All right. Bye-bye. You'll listen to Neil Haley's show. And we'll be back in just a moment.